Well, following last week's air crash in Ethiopia, the entire fleet of the Boeing 737 MAX has now been grounded. The Wire's Lawrence Hull has the story.
Within the last 6 months, the Boeing 737 has crashed twice. These tragic events have seen the loss of some 300 lives in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Today, the entire global fleet of the 737 MAX 8 has been grounded. I asked Peter Gibson from the Civil Aviation Authority how significant this decision was.
Quite unprecedented, I would have thought, for the entire fleet of the 737 MAX to being put on the ground by regulators around the globe. So, you know, that tells you how seriously the matter's been taken. It also tells you how aviation is very risk-averse. And even though we don't know at this stage the exact nature of the risks or the level of the risks, we know there are additional risks there. And because of that, people are putting these aircraft on the ground.
Peter Gibson, spokesperson for the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. Neil Hansford is the chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions. I asked him what grounding the MAX 8 will mean for international air traffic.
What it means is that the aircraft, the 378 that are delivered, they basically are grounded, which will mean that some airlines will have a shortage of capacity. If they're in smaller fleets like Fiji Airways, who've got two of the aircraft, another three on order, which means some services will be curtailed. Primarily in America, they were performing about 5% of the task of the three carriers involved. So, you know, it's going to mean some disruption because the airlines start incurring costs, which they're going to have to claim at an appropriate time. Costs will go up, and I would think the insurance on this particular type of aircraft will go up, so you'll see some movement in fares, not in Australia, but overseas.
How unsafe is the MAX 8?
The MAX 8, I believe, in the hands of qualified Australian jet pilots, is not unsafe because the level of training and the level of surveillance by our regulator and our airlines. So I don't believe the MAX 8 in the hands of Australian-trained pilots or New Zealand or, say, British-trained pilots was unsafe because when the MCAS system was cut in, they were well enough trained how to switch the system out and fly the aircraft as if that system didn't exist.
So what advice does Neil Hansford have for anyone with upcoming travel plans?
When you're wanting to travel internationally or anywhere else, have a look at a carrier that's got a safety rating. Go onto airlineratings.com. If your airline doesn't have a safety rating of 7, don't get on it. Because people will go on carriers that they're not normally comfortable with to save $200.
What happens next? What do you expect to happen once the investigation's completed? Will there be dramatic changes to the aircraft or changes to training programs that pilots will need to undergo in different areas of the world? What can we expect to see?
All of those things you've just mentioned, but after the Lion Air crash, Boeing then were directed by the Federal Aviation Authority to redesign the aircraft to overcome the problem being generated by the MCAS. They were also directed of what they had to do in regard to pilot training, pilot documentation, and basically what appeared on the flight deck of the aircraft. So they had a whole package of things that they have to deliver by the 1st of April, and that will be mandated right across the fleet.
That's Neil Hansford. He's chairman of Strategic Aviation Solutions, finishing that report by The Wire's Lawrence Hull.